on the other end of the phone line, and he's going to tell us about a very exciting exhibition coming up that I think you'll all enjoy. So I want to welcome Shane from the All Cancer Support House. Good morning, Shane.
Hi, Tommy. How are you?
And Denise is here with
Shane,
us as well.
Sorry for the delay, Shane.
Sorry for the delay.
I had the wrong number for you.
Shane, we have an icon, I suppose, in you all. God rest him. Yeah. Bob Rock. And you're doing an exhibition of his photographs.
Yeah, Christine, Bob's daughter, approached me a few weeks ago about holding this exhibit. And it's something that Bob was working on before he died. It's actually a year in the work, and he wanted to do it for Your Cancer Support all along.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he passed in February, so this was one of his final things that he wanted to do for the people of Yaw.
Wonderful.
Fantastic, yeah.
So
yeah.
We've been putting this piece together for over a year, so we have over 70 different pieces.
70, wonderful.
So,
can you give us a little sneak preview of one or two of them? What are the images on the photographs?
Well, we're ranging between, obviously, a good percentage of them, about 60% of them are all from Yaw.
Good.
And the boardwalk and the sea and et cetera, et cetera.
Any very old ones, Shane? Are they all recent ones? Are they going back over the years?
Yeah, there's a mixture of a good few of them from back over the years.
Okay.
Some of more present. So
that'd be great for people, yeah.
I think it's an absolutely fantastic event because you will never be able to get a Bob Rock photo.
No, never again. Yeah.
This is literally it. There, whatever we have in this collection is it. There are no more out there.
Okay. And tell me, are they for sale or is it just an exhibition that the family are kindly putting on?
It's literally for sale. Every single piece in there for the
Oh,
isn't that wonderful? With the proceeds going to the All Cancer Support House?
All money raised on the day is going to Your Cancer Support.
Well, listen, this is Denise would appreciate this, being a wonderful photographer herself.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Bob was wonderful photographer, Shane. And some of these pictures, if I may not be too dramatic, would be priceless, in my opinion.
Absolutely, yeah.
And we also will have two unique pieces that were Bob's pride and joy.
Which were?
On the day. These are ones that he actually cherished, and he actually said that
he loved himself.
Two best pictures that he ever did in his life.
Oh.
Wow, and can you give us a little idea, what do they show or depict?
I actually haven't actually had the privilege of even seeing
All right, okay.
I'm going to tell you a good story about Bob.
Do, please.
Back in the time of Our Lord, and when I came to Yall first in the late 60s.
When you were 5?
11. I remember one day dressing up. I don't know where I got the outfit anyway, but I dressed up in a priest's outfit.
Well, three Hail Marys for that.
Oh, God, and an Our Father.
Go on.
Tommy, what do they...
The cassock.
The cassock. There's just another
priest
thing.
Priest cassock.
A
the black.
Or something, yeah.
Soutane.
A soutane.
And surplice.
A soutane. Anyway, yes. I don't know where I got them anyway, but you're a Phyllis and Joan Fenton and all those. We were all friends. And I remember dressing up in the cassock anyway one day, and a big rosary bead around my neck and a thing in my head. And at the time, there was two-way traffic in Yall.
This wasn't part of a parade or anything you
not
were
not? Not at all. It was after work one day. I was working in the carpets. And I went up anyway, and I had a big rosary bead around my neck, and I was blessing all the people going, and a big thing up in my head. And didn't Bob Rock, the Lord and the Light of Heaven, join him? Didn't he pop out and take a photograph of me?
So now, you were probably in this collection.
honest to God, I'd say he'd know. I'd love, if it was there, I would definitely love to see it. I was only sort of 19 years of age at the time, back in the time of Our Lord.
Yeah.
But that was one of my memories, just one of my memories of Bob Rock, a lovely gentleman.
And tell us, our special guest is Shane from the All Cancer Support House, telling us about an exhibition of Bob Rock photographs. Where and when and how much, Shane, so that people can get it into their diaries? When is it on?
It's on the 29th, the 30th and the 31st of July.
29th?
Oh, that's this.
So we're giving people a bit of notice, 2 weeks' time more or less. Today is the 20th. So the 29th, and where?
In Coon House, which is 29 Friar Street, across the way from Cooper's Kitchens.
That's your own...
In the cancer house, yeah.
Your cancer house.
Yeah, we're having it in the house, yeah, which I think is
oh, very, very appropriate, yeah.
Okay. Is there a fee to go in?
No, it's all free to go in. Obviously, we will have donation boxes.
Yeah, I think people would like to honour the memory of Bob and also give you a few Bob as well, even if they don't want to buy a photograph.
And are the prices on the photograph, on the pictures, or is it an offer one makes, or what is the story?
No, there's prices.
Perfect, yeah.
65 euros, and then they're ranging depending on size.
Yes.
Some are mounted and some are unmounted. I think there's about 32 unmounted ones, so that's ones that are just the photograph itself.
And yeah.
Yeah.
But it really just the photograph would be of interest to the people if it's of something of significance to them, their mom or their dad or their children, or a day out in a boat or something or whatever it is. It would be a personal reminder, because
it'd
he
be
took
lovely
photographs
ones.
Everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah.
He really, really did take photographs everywhere.
Okay.
He was always around with his camera, the Lardic Wood one. So it's what time is it on from?
Starting from 10 in the morning in the evening.
To what, to 5, is it?
Yeah.
And
10 until
no
5.
But a donation box.
Yeah.
And all proceeds are to the Yall Cancer Support House.
Correct, yeah.
Well, that is a fantastic gesture from the family.
Yeah, they're very kind.
It's a marvelous.
I just looked it up there, Shane. Thursday is the 29th. So it's Thursday the 29th from.
To the 31st.
To the Thursday. Friday is the 30th. I imagine we're nearly the end of July already, Denise and Shane. Yeah. And Saturday the 31st. Every day from 10 until 5, including the Saturday?
5, including the Saturday, yeah.
That's
yeah.
perfect.
And of course, if people are very keen, like Denise is, to get a particular photograph.
I'd love to go in and see if she's there.
Go in on the Thursday rather than the Saturday, so to avoid.
Me, there'd be no one buying a tummy on you.
Well, I think they might. You might be surprised,
nice
Shane.
Memory, though. Lovely.
And as I said, people will be, they'll be very interested in those photographs, Shane. You could be running out.
I think that we could run out very quickly, to be honest, yeah. So I would advise people to get there.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Get on the Saturday.
And how many photographs approximately did you say? I'm sure you said it earlier.
It's over 70
photographs. Oh,
great.
Lord, that is fantastic.
And I suppose, Shane, again, the usual, with being the times they're in it, there'll be only a certain number allowed in at a time, social distancing, mask wearing, etc., etc.
Exactly. We'll have a queuing system throughout the door, which will be organised and manned.
Very good.
And obviously we'll be organising contract tracing, must be worn at all times, and we'll only be allowing 20 people into the house at once.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic altogether.
The pictures are only going to be, they're not on any platform or the internet or anything like that, or your website, no?
No. What we hope to do is we're hoping to lay the out and put them up in the house on Monday, so I'll be posting it on our Facebook page on probably Monday evening, so they'll actually be a snippet of what type of pictures you'll be able to get.
Yeah.
Would you, very good. Yeah.
Would you keep her quiet here for me, Shane? And if Denise, if there's a funny looking person there with a priest cassock on, would you kindly give it to her? We'll never hear the end of it if it's sold.
I'll pay for it.
Make sure you put that one up to 140 instead of 70.
Right. Okay.
But definitely because of the historic nature of Yall itself and the fact that he was a wonderful photographer, there's going to be great interest in this exhibition, Shane.
I'm getting an absolutely huge interest on Facebook, and we have the posters up all over East Cork and West Waterford.
Yeah.
Some of the people that are even stopping me in the street and asking me about it, like, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, the other thing about this is that, you know, obviously Bob died in February, so that would have been, you know, during COVID restrictions.
Yeah,
so this is
terrible.
A great kind of closure for the family.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Of everybody coming together and actually. And as I say, the family will all be there every day themselves.
Fair dues to them.
Oh, lovely. So to be a chance to meet them as well on this occasion.
And give us a few names of some of the family members, and we'll give them, play a little bit of music here if we have time.
Exactly. So wife Teresa. And
Teresa, God bless you.
Christine and Deirdre.
Christine and Deirdre, three great women. And I'm sure there's extended in-laws and relatives there that will be helping out as well. But Teresa, Christine and Dern.
Deirdre and Julia.
Wonderful, as you said, Shane and Denise, what a wonderful gesture to give away these photographs. Because, I mean, we all have photographs at home. I wouldn't give them away for love nor money. Would you, Denise?
Some I would.
Oh, yeah.
For nothing. But I will say, Teresa, and I met you on many, many occasions, your husband was what
wonderful.
I would call a true gentleman. Dedicated to his hobby, his work.
Yeah.
And he was just one of nature's lovely men, and I had great admiration
always
for him.
Man.
So I will certainly be going down to have a look. Whether I'm there or not is something else, but I was certainly going to go down and have a look. With a little tear in the eye, I suppose, really, because he was one of the people, one of the first people that I met when I came to Yall, because he was very active in the town, and he was a thorough gentleman.
Yeah. Well said, Denise.
And a great
Shane, and well done to everybody. in Yall Cancer Support House, helping the good people here in East Cork and West Waterford to keep up the good work. And maybe you just give the details again in case anybody joined us late. We're talking about a very exciting exhibition coming up on Thursday the 29th. Just remind them where and when.
So it's in the Yall Cancer House. It's at 29 Friar Street, across the way from Cooper's Kitchen. It's on Thursday the 29th, Friday the 30th, and Saturday the 31st, 10 to 5. And as I said, we will have a queuing system.
Be going on the Thursday if you're interested rather than the Saturday, I would suggest, listeners. And you'll have some of the pictures up on Facebook. Is that the All Cancer Support Facebook page?
Yes,
yeah, so somebody would have an idea. Yeah.
God bless you, Shane.
Brilliant.
God bless.
Thanks,
and best
Shane.
Of luck.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. Bye.